sometimes when I send an email, either I return it or I'm doing a forward. JAWS says to me that it can't send the email because it's been changed by another party. The message has been changed by another user or something crazy like that. So I don't understand. It doesn't happen all the time, but it happens sometimes. What I end up doing is I end up just copying and pasting the whole email onto a new email.
I get that same message, and usually what I do when that happens is just go out of the message, close Outlook, and reopen it, and then it works fine. I don't know what causes it, but that seems to fix it.
That has happened to me quite a bit, not when forwarding or replying, but when I'm doing drafts with Outlook. I think the drafts folder is basically broken, and it's different for different people's computers. So when it's a draft, I've done one of two things. Best, simply write the thing in Word, you know, write your message in Word and copy and paste it in, because I just don't trust the drafts. But if you do a draft, I found if you've got a draft, you hit enter on it and you get into it and you immediately escape out of it. And then you hit enter and go back in and finish your draft. Then it sometimes works.
You mind me asking, like, what type of email is it? Like a Gmail account, a Pop account?
Yes, I have a Gmail account inside my Outlook.
Is that account set up anywhere else, or is it only on that computer?
No, I only have one computer. It's only on my computer.
Okay.
I do have, it comes in on my iPhone, but I don't do that kind of stuff on my iPhone. I'm talking about when I operate on my computer.
And I think the reason that Jerry's solution fixes it is because once you get out of Outlook, you go back in, it forces a synchronization. So I think that may be the issue.
Also, my emails sometimes take more than 2 hours to get back and forth to me, because I usually send myself a copy and it doesn't show up in, like, for a couple hours. I don't know if there's something matter with my computer.
Verizon is notorious for delays. I have seen delays. I mean, usually the messages go through right away, but I have sometimes seen delays that can last as long as a day.
When you send yourself an email, it may actually get logged on a server, and it could be the incoming or the outgoing servers as spam, and eventually the policies have to work through it where it decides it's not spam. And I'll tell you why that may delay its either transmission or reception is that one of the ways spammers get around spam filters is to make email look like it's coming from you. So if someone in Russia wants to spam me, you know, my email address is frank@littlebreezes.com, they could send it. They could make it look like it's coming from frank@littlebreezes.com to try to get it around my spam filter. So sometimes when you send yourself an email address, it actually gets kind of hung up anywhere. It could be anywhere along the chain. It could be anywhere of the outgoing or incoming email servers, because they may actually have to verify that it is your. Sometimes it's easier to like send it to a different email address you have. Like if you have an email address, send it to an AOL address or vice versa. And sometimes that actually speeds up the process.
You can also just look at your sent items folder, because if the message doesn't get off of your machine, it'll not end up in the sent items folder. So
she'll still be in the inbox, and she's recognizing that bleep to know that it came in without having to go to the sent items. I think that's what she's trying to
say. Well, it doesn't, because it says, for instance, I have X number in my sent. It says sent that haven't been read or something like that, the ones that I just sent. So I click on them and open them up, and then I hear the beep, because up until now, I've been waiting for them to show up in my inbox, and they haven't. And then not until after I click on the open it up and click on the email in the sent box that it shows up then in my inbox in that order.
Again, she's probably using IMAP, and it could be that when she goes into that, it's actually doing a folder refresh, and that's when.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not really that it's being sent then. It's just that that's when she's actually seeing them. The other experiment to do is send herself an email. Wait. And then go right to the website and see how long that takes to get to the website.
What you're doing now too is you're sending copy. You're like, you've got.
I'm Outlook. CCing me myself.
Yeah, CCing you. I don't think you really have to do that, because the problem is then you're going to be getting twice as many messages, because every message you send out, you're going to get a copy of your inbox. Yep.
And what Frank said is that that's going to probably trip the spam filters on your servers.
What version of Outlook are you using?
2016.
Is use a control M, even though I send stuff, because a lot of times it stays for a while. But if you want to sort of force the refresh, just do a control M and see if that helps at all after you send your message.
After I do Alt S, I'll do control M.
Yeah, but give it a minute or two, right. Because, I mean, if you do it right away, guaranteed you will not get the message back, because I don't care how fast your servers work, the message are not that instantaneous. So, you know, maybe you do your Alt S, you wait, say, a minute, and then do the control M.
I have been getting, but I've seen this on one or two other sites, where I'll get an email that says, a note for you, and I'll open the email and it's blank. Now, it's not really a blank email, and I know it's not a blank email. Sometimes I can refresh the screen with insert escape. You know, if I give it a minute, it will refresh the screen. Sometimes I actually have to go out of the email, close Outlook, go back into the email, and the second time I open it, it will open. But it's not consistent at all.
How often does it happen?
I would say from Weight Watchers, I get two or three of these a week.
This may be a screen reader issue. I have seen times when you open up an email, and it's you typically in Outlook, but it could be in Thunderbird or something like that too. And it'll just get blank, 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 blank. You unload your screen reader, load it back in, and it's right there.
And I think it may be a 2010 issue, because I had that problem much more with Outlook 2010 than I did when I upgraded to something more modern.
I'm using Yahoo. I'm using the actual Yahoo website. When I do insert F7, I get the list of links, and I want to click on inbox. So I press enter. Instead of going to the inbox, I'm taken to my sent folder, but not to the beginning of the sent folder, but somewhere in the middle of the sent folder, always to exactly the same place. When I repeat the process, it works correctly on the second time. I have a feeling that what JAWS is reading to me as the link that I'm on is not the link that I'm pressing enter on. So I'm hearing JAWS say inbox. When I press enter, I think I'm pressing on sent or something else. And it's not terribly annoying, but it's there and it's fairly consistent.
The only thing that might help is just before you go to that link, do a JAWS screen refresh, you know, insert escape, and see if that kind of helps if you do that quickly enough before you do the list of links.
I find lots of websites where you're on a link and it redirects you to another link. So,
Bob, one thing you could do is that when you think you're on a link, try tabbing and shift tabbing back and see if you actually are on that link.
Mm-hmm. The way to test that is to try a different screen reader. And one thing that I found that has helped the situation is sometimes I'll invoke the list of links, and then when I think I'm on the right one, I will tab once and then shift tab back, and that sometimes fixes it. And I need to find a very simple, relatively low-cost, low-tech digital recorder.
What was that one that was demoed a couple times?
It is the Wilson. It is the size of a credit card. You can use it as a keychain. It will record and play and delete. You would have trouble copying content off of this. There's no earphone jack. TalkToTheWilson.com is the website. It sells for about $30.
We have two of these similar recorders, and I can get you the names of them.
Oh, great.
One is from AT Guys, and then I'll get you the information for the other one. And then, you know, but they're pretty basic, low cost, yeah. But they do let you transfer it to a computer.
Yeah.
I think the one that I was just going to say, I think it's called the Micro Speak or something like that, the one from AT Guys.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
Amy, I've also got an Olympus that I picked up from Amazon for $32, and I have no trouble accessing it. It's very, very low tech. So if you want, I can send you the link for that too.
Okay, that would be great.
Is anyone familiar with doing, if you send an email and you want to see that it's been read? My question is, will the person have to do something for me to see that it's read, or will I just know when they've opened it up
and I somehow record that information so I can show to myself or someone else later that the email has been read.
Yeah, there are two settings on this. One is to have them notify that it's been received, and that's actually done automatically. But then there's another one that, you know, whether it's read. But the thing is, you might, there's no guarantee that it's going to be read or that they're going to answer that, because they can just ignore that and not send you a receipt. So it might have been read when you weren't notified.
But you say there is an automatic one that shows that they've actually received the email?
Yeah, delivery receipt. It's called delivery receipt. There are two separate checkboxes that you have to set up, but at least you'll know it got to their inbox right. If you have a delivery receipt.
And is there a way of preserving that, Amy, so that you know that it was received?
You get an email indicating that it was received, that it was delivered. When I'm on my iPhone, because I do a lot of email on my iPhone, but when I do that, if I want to block a contact, I can block it very easily. I haven't found an easy way to block a contact on the computer. Like, in other words, an email sender, block the sender.
You're using Outlook, right?
Yeah.
If you just right-click on it, go into junk submenu, there should be options for block sender, block sender's domain.
Okay, so I have to send it to the junk folder. Okay, that was the step I hadn't done. Okay, got it. Thank you. That's helpful.
Yeah, when you send it to junk, it automatically blocks future messages from that person.
So that's one possibility for things like that, yeah.
If you move that message to the junk folder, it stays in there. You do have to delete that folder, the stuff in it once in a while, but once you move a message from your inbox into the junk folder, it automatically blocks that address.
Another thing you got to be careful about when sending things to your spam or junk folder is be careful not to send email messages from email lists that you trust. Like, please do not send the Vibug Dutch support messages to your junk folder, because it does actually generate a spam report back to the sender.
Yes, and you can go back to your junk folder and look through it occasionally, and if you find legitimate things in there, if you move one to the inbox, then it asks you if you want to remove it from the junk directory, the junk folder, and it does it.
We just went through two virtual conferences, NFB and ACB. Did anybody hear anything that they felt was noteworthy technology-wise?
There was a presentation on the accessibility of creating a Google form, and I know we've had challenges trying to do that in the past. That's one I plan on listening to, and hopefully maybe Google Forms is less problematic than it seems to have been in the past.